want to get back to our Aleph Psachim. There's just a few words of chizuk here. There's a very big misconception said by certain people. They're not allowed to say Lashon Hara about yourself. And you're not allowed to believe if somebody says Lashon Hara about himself. But that's wrong. There's no code such a thing. Or there's some story about it. There's no code. Well, there is a code is something like this. If a person says Lashon Hara about himself and someone else, then you're not allowed to believe it regarding the other person. Person says me and him, it's something true, so then you can't believe him regarding the other person, even though by itself you could believe. Regarding the other person, you can't believe. That's the story about that. The main person should be careful. They even say, well, I'm saying about myself as well, so it must be true. Doesn't make a difference. You've got no reason to believe on that. Another point, if, although we said you're not allowed to accept Lashon Hara, but if this person is known to be a person that's over on Yisurim many times, willfully, without, not, maybe it's a mistake, maybe he doesn't know, or maybe any of those things, but someone who's definitely forbidden, he does nus, that's an example, he brings, does nus, and it's, everyone knows his nus is forbidden, everyone realizes it's immoral, and he does his nus means, immorality, right, and he, everyone knows it's immoral to do that, and he does it, not just once, but a few times. Such a person, you're allowed to speak Lashon Hara about him, and you're allowed to accept Lashon Hara about him. If somebody speaks about such a guy, he's not part of Klal Yisrael as far as we're concerned, and therefore he can accept his Lashon Hara about him. Now there is an halacha now he's going to start discussing about something called Mehemen Kebei Trei. Mehemen Kebei Trei means this person I trust as if he was too aged in Bishtim. He's marish, as far as I'm concerned, this person is so trustworthy, whatever he tells me I believe, right? And I believe him as if it'd be two people in Bishtim. So if he comes along and tells me that somebody did an Aveira, maybe I've got a right to believe him because I trust him so much. But since the time, even then you can't, because it depends. If he tells you, you know, this guy's got bad mitzvahs, or this guy doesn't give shocker, so even though I believe this person saying it, but I'm not allowed to, because maybe the reason why that guy doesn't give stock is he doesn't know that you're meant to give stock, or he thinks only for rich people to give stock, he doesn't know all the protein, or he's got bad mitzvahs. Interesting, it's very nice to have mitzvahs. So he doesn't realize it's a chiyuv to have mitzvahs. So all these things, there could be a reason why this guy doesn't live up to the standards that my age is telling me, because he doesn't realize the severity of it. So of course I can't believe it. Right? The only time possibly when you are allowed to believe such a person is if Reuven comes, and Reuven I trust very, very much, and he tells me, no, your Talmud, Pliny, is doing an Aveira, and according to what he's saying, that Aveira would be a terrible thing for this Talmud to do, then I can believe him in as much as trying to make my Talmud to Tshuva, and until he does Tshuva I can even have bad feelings against my Talmud. That's that's an exception to the rule. I mean, if a person comes and says, you know, this guy used to be a bad guy, might not commit it, it's happened already. You know, this guy has bad midas, he doesn't keep mitzvahs as properly as he talks to his filling on. But maybe he doesn't realize how bad that is. He doesn't realize. He talks during Kriya Satoya. He talks during Chazos HaShat. All these things are mafush. They're not meant to be doing. But a person doesn't realize that that's a bad thing. He thinks, yeah, it's a good frumkai to have. So then, even though this tough husband is telling me it, I can't relate to it in a bad way at all. Because it could be the person being spoken about doesn't realize the severity. But if he does talk about something which is something bad, and he's coming to tell me, because he knows I can have an effect on this Talmud, and not as he's trying to tell me how I can accept it, I can even harbor bad feelings against this Talmud. until the Talmud changes his ways, because I believe this person telling it to me, I believe him like two. So he's like Adim, and he's telling me a point which is there for me to try and affect my Talmud, and I can even harbor bad feelings about it.
It's only proper for a straight non-Jew who's not at that level to come to you, to the Rav, and say your Talmud doing this, because it's how the Rav is doing it.
Really?
100% good.
100%. Rafi, Mea, well done.
The story I really get to that of this time on the train.
Yeah, it's nonsense. True? Nonsense. We're moving towards the end of this part of the sugya. We're up to Shmamino Talmoy Pogmoy. Talmoy Kapogmoy. This is a geschmackatistis. So, what do we have in the Gemara? The Gemara said that person, we must know the story about that. Go on, Rafi, tell us about that.
In English?
Yes.
Person entered a house. I had a Shabbos, and he only had one cup of wine, and he proceeded to eat.
He's told to eat
before doing it himself.
Right, so what do we learn from there? The Gemara, eight things. Now, one of them is what we're focusing on today. Is Tarmoy Hogmoy. If you drink from the cup, you've been plaguing the cup, you've ruined the cup. Tarmoy Hogmoy. How do I know that?
Because if not, you would have been able to do Havdalah first, take a sip, put it down, eat, and then show that same cup.
Right, right.
That's two things you need to reveal.
I mean, you'll be left with a reveal.
No, you need a reveal. You can't just taste it.
Right. There's two things. First of all, you can't split the cup into two. But besides that, you won't be able to, if you'd have a reveal plus, you won't be able to drink the plus and leave yourself a reveal. Because... Because it's pogmoy. The Habamin of the Gemara, this stage of the Gemara was, the Habamin was, the Ikat Femer of it. When we say he's only got one cup, it means he doesn't have two. It means he doesn't have two of it. But he has enough for one and more. So Mamela, Mishum, the Lekesh, the Revi'ais, since there's no two Revi'ais, two Revi'ais, Koryalei, Koryzev. That's why it's called one cup. So Mamela, if that's true, as the Mukach, Shafi, to Tarmoy Pogmoy. Now it's Mukach, that's Tarmoy Pogmoy. Rafa, on this side of the page. It's mukach that if you taste it, you've been plaguing it. Because, why don't you drink from it? Right, why don't you drink from it? There's no rhyme, because maybe if you drink it, you won't have a share. But the answer is because maybe the Torah share, you're right, the cup needs a share. But the side of Shavuot's got more. How much more do I have? All very well, all granted, that you need a shir. I'll have a shir, because I'll be yitzay melei lugmav. I'll drink a cheekful hayetz arevis, more than the revis. And I'll leave the revis for better than modern. I mean, say the thing on when we say in the Gemara, ain't the other creature, other means he doesn't have two cups. He has a bit less than two cups. Now, Malay Lugmav is a cheekful, is a rove of a revis. It's a three quarter, not three quarter, 51% of a revis. So when we say he doesn't have, he only has one. one cup, it means he doesn't have two cups. It means he has 1.7 of a cup, let's say. So there's enough there to have a meloy lugmo, which is the te'ima, a meloy lugmo, and you'll be left with
a revis.
A revis. So why don't you drink the meloy lugmo and leave over a revis? Is the answer. Because if you do, pogmo.
When we see that by Abdullah, it's not.
Right, that's a very good question to ask. Why, what would you want it to be?
Like, why would it be?
Having a bit of Muslim, you need to drink your revis.
Like the minimum share.
That's 100%. The minimum share of a cup is a revis, and you have to make the broth of kibbutz and abdallah on a revis. And then there's another drink, then you have to drink. That drinking is not necessarily you have to drink a revis. You have to drink. How much you have to drink? So there's meloy lugmo. Right? What are you asking? Then maybe you have to drink a whole of it. And if you would have to drink a whole of it, then what?
Then
and you'd be stuck. Why would you be stuck?
You don't have two cups.
Because you wouldn't have had the revis left. Either you would have had two cups, or you wouldn't have the revis left. That's why Shaita says you don't need to. Right, that's why Shaita says we don't need to drink a revis, you only need to drink a meloy lugmo. Well, that gives us the right to say this chat. But where does this amount come from? Where does the meloy lugmo come from?
He's
asking, maybe you have to drink a beer. Where does the cheekful come from? The answer is, we haven't answered yet, but indeed it's going to be from Zion, on with Aleph, five lines up from the bottom. I'm a Kaddish, so I'm a loy lugmo, so you have to drink a meloy lugmo. Kiddush, Havdalah, anytime when you have to have a dinner of.
So when they talk of the roast, what's the percentage you look at?
The loy lugmo 51%. Right. Yeah.
So to summarize, he says, do you say Kiddush, Havdalah? So there's two different dinners. There's one din of drinking, the other of drinking a cup.
There's one din of making Kiddush on a cup.
Making Kiddush on a cup.
Right. That needs a review.
Right.
And there's another din of how much of that you need to drink.
Okay.
And that's good enough, meloy lugmo.
Okay, so do
you
see one and not the other?
Do you
see drinking
not? No. Once you made your havdalah, you've got a chiv to drink it. So if you don't have a revis, you never made your havdalah. So then.
Go the other way around, though.
You understand? There's the one thing you need to make havdalah. Yeah. Havdalah means on a kris. So if the kris doesn't contain a revis, then you haven't done havdalah.
Right.
So obviously the din to drink it after is done the start, because the din to drink is the din to drink from the Kresha Bracha.
Right.
So if the Kresha Bracha then starts, then the second stage doesn't go. So you need a revis.
You definitely need a cup there.
Which contains a revis.
You need a cup there for the revis.
Of wine.
One.
Right.
Two, you need to drink. So how much do you have to drink?
Only a little bit.
Okay, so then if that's the case, then why do you need to drink the revis? When you
fetch. Who says you do? Look well.
So then, hold on.
Cheekful.
It's good, he's working this too well. Yeah, go on. Still thinking it out.
Wait, so. So basically you're saying that a person can. So a person can have a cup with a revis in it, can drink a little lugma for Abdallah, and then. Drink
from Lulu's nose for Rebecca
the
Muslim,
and he's good.
Only if he's still got a revis in the cup to do the problem.
Yeah, he still has a revis in the cup. He drinks, he lives, he's drinking, he still has a cup with his revis in it, and...
Why does he have a cup with the revis in it if he drank from it?
One and a half liters.
1.6, yeah, of a revis. Okay, 1.501, yes.
Come on, so then if that's the case, then the money has to wait.
Why has to wait for what?
The money has to wait to make Abdullah.
Because here you have 1.0. 0.01, and then 1.51 for Shrasik, right? So now, if you drank this 0.51, you're a Yoisa Hamzala, you're a Yoisa Hamzala, but the cup's now Poggle. She can't use
Mami
it. That is this Gemara, Shmami not told my Poggle. You've got the right amount of wine, you'd be great. For the minute you drink from this cup, you've ruined the cup, you can't use it again from its
accidentally says afterwards, and then you can pour it.
You're doing well till now, now you have to wait. Yes, I'm sure, you had
the
aura.
To say the
bracha
achrona is just
a sheepfold
sufficient?
No. We're passing either of these. Yeah. That was one of the itzas for the loop that we were learning the other day, right? That was one of the itzas. Yeah. I forgot the first thing. I'll point out. Oh, very good. We're going to talk about that. That's going to be tasty. Very good. Yeah, very good. Okay. Yeah, very good. Kalakarot. Sorry, what's your first name? Nechemia? Right, very good. Yeah, Nechemia and Tesis are going to talk about that. So, back to our thesis. So this thesis, I assume, it's a big assumption, that we're talking about, the Gemara assume, that we're talking about when there's 1.51 or 1.6, 1.7, just not two reviews in. So Mela, you would have been able to drink from it, and you would have been left with a shir. So Mela, you should have been able to drink, for make up dollar, drink, leave over reviews for Bismuth and then to Bismuth on your remainder. So why can't you do it? Must be Tamay Pogmoy. Ravashi Dochin, Ravashi was Zevrat, the Mari, the Lekashe to Ima, Yetimurvius. We're not talking about that case. We're talking about a specific case where there was just the reviews. There wasn't 1.51. It was 1.4, 1.3, 1.2, but not enough to be able to drink Tavatim as well. If you drink from it, you'll be lacking the cheer for Bechaz Mazen, and therefore we have no right anymore to my pogma, because it could be the reason why you can't drink from it is not because you're going to be ruining the cup, you're going to be poking the cup, but rather because you won't be left with a cheer. Now before our last time tainted, that what right did Ravash, did the Gemara have to assume that we can prove from here that Tamay Pogmay Lachay, Vashi's right? What a riot what we're talking about here. Right, remember that question you asked?
What?
You asked the question that the Gemara brings riot. Shmami not is a concrete proof. Shmami not Tamay Pogmay. Must be Tamay Pogmay. Why must it be? Because otherwise, why didn't you drink it? You would still have a shir. But who told you to make that assumption? Mm. Isn't Rav Ashi right? They got no such assumption. Paul said he has one cup. He has one cup, doesn't mean he has 1.5, 1.6. He has one cup. And Mila, there's no raya. That's our way forward. Right, that's the kasha on the halakha, the Gemara. The Gemara, Ravina, Ravashi, not Ravashi, I guess, Ravashi Ravina. But Ravina, let's say, the one who was Masada the Gemara. So, what's the raya? If I want to prove to you that Tamay Kogmai, what's the raya? So, the Motzcha has the Pshat, it's not going to be it's not going to work in faces, and I want to see if you can cut why it's not going to work in faces. But the Motzcha says, there's a fundamental machlokes between the first mandam of the Gemara and the second mandam of Ezra Vashi. The first mandam of the Gemara said, for Tima's case, you don't need to have a Merilugmov. It's just good enough to have a slight Tima. A slight taste. That's good enough to be in the Indian of Hamakadish Sarshiyisai. Somebody makes Kiddush or somebody makes the dollar has to taste from the cup. It's good enough to have a slight Tima. So Mamela, if you have a slight Tima, says this man Omar. We're not talking about a person who has exactly one revere. That's very extreme to talk about, that's not the case. He must have had 1.1 or 1.05 of revere. And therefore you can have a slight Tima and you'll still be left with a revere. So why didn't we do that? why don't we tell him to drink that 0.05, and with that there'll be Mekayim Havdalah, because he has a Te'ima. And you're still left with the Revis. There must be Tamei Pogrom. And Ravashi turned around and said, no, it's not good enough to have just a 0.05. He needs a Melei Lugmov. And the Gemara doesn't say as Melei Lugmov. The Gemara said he had a Revis. Revis doesn't mean that he had a Revis plus a Melei Lugmov. And therefore if you drink, you won't have a shit. I mean, says the Motcha, I can understand the machlekes in the Gemara because it's based on a fundamental machlekes. Not some of machlekes in the tzis. Fundamental machlekes is. What does this say in the Braita? He has one cup. One cup means just one cup. But one cup, when I said you have a revis, I don't know if you measured your cups at home. I measured my cup on Motzei Shabbos. One of my cups has 160 milliliters. That's a revis plus 10 milliliters. Another cup has 180 milliliters, which is a revis plus 20 milliliters. But none of my cups was exactly 160 milliliters. Why? Because they're not going to make cups which are exactly milliliters to the revis. Always have a little bit. So made up, if we have one cup, by definition it means you have a cup plus. You never have a cup exactly. So this first Mandom and Nigmar, we don't know his name, but this first Mandom and Nigmar understood when we said Kreisach, I mean Kreisach. And the second Ravashi also said that means you only had one Kreisach, means you had a standard cup. What's a standard cup? Let's say 160 milliliters. The standard cup is a little more. So what's the machlokes between them? The machlokes between them is halachic machlokes. How much do you need to drink in order to be in the Indian of a Mekadesh Tzorach Sheyitzayim or a Mavdil Tzorach Sheyitzayim? How much do you need to drink in order to be in the Indian? You need to drink from the cup that you made the bracha on. The first Rambam said a mashu, a small thing. And every cup that you have will have that. Because every cup that you have will have that mashu. So it's good enough. So why didn't we tell him to drink that mashu? Why didn't we tell him to drink that mashu? Must be because you'll be pregnant. Along comes Ravashi and says, no, you're wrong. Because it's not sufficient to drink a mashu. You need to drink a Melei Lugmov. And we don't have in this writer any remez that we're talking about when you had a cup and a Melei Lugmov. And therefore the reason why you can't drink from it, because if you would drink from it, you'd be drinking a Melei Lugmov. And if you drink a Melei Lugmov, you won't have a share of a revis left. So Mamela, we can't tell you to drink from it, to do Abdullah and drink from it. Because if you do that, you won't be left with a revis for your Birth Lam also.
Rashi doesn't hold that pogrom?
So Mamela, Rashi says, I'm a riot from this price, it's a pogrom.
So the Tanakham and Ravashi both agree that the Messias of the Christ is that there's no Melei Lugmov. They both agree that it's just a drop more. It's
right.
Just has a requirement of a Melei Lugmov.
Right.
So that's Ravashi.
Right, and that's a very good shmak of shat in the Brits and that shat in the Gemara. Shmami no, Tamei Pogrom, because the kunz, what I understand is no din to have a revis, a Melei Lugmov, and every cup has a little bit more than a revis, so why don't we tell him to drink a little bit? So shmami no, it's mukach, Tamei Pogrom. And Ravashi could only refuse that because he pulled out of his bag another halacha which we don't know about. He pulled out of his bag and said, no, you need to drink Melei Lugmov. And if you drink Melei Lugmov, you won't be left with the revis. So you smack a pshat in the Gemara. Right? Your mouth is mashkim to the pshat. The problem is, Taisa doesn't hold of that. Where's the right? Taisa doesn't hold of this pshat. A riot from Taisa, he doesn't agree with the pshat.
No.
Taste is the first. You have to look into it. Because
it's left
and one cup left. Have a look and taste. Somewhere in taste is the first time, like I said. Not, we've already learned it. Don't look further than we've learned. We've already learned it.
Make a shir the yotzer. He's saying that it's a fork into the fork shot, but the rush is not a shot.
Not sure what you mean, but there's... Oh, what are you saying? No, Rafi said something better. Oh, Tzitzor Shir Yitoim of Meloy Lugmov says, Tzitzor, that even in this Gemara, even before we get to Rashi, he understood that Tzima is Meloy Lugmov. Even before we got to Rashi, he understood that on that level, Machlekes, everyone agrees you need to drink a Meloy Lugmov.
Even in the first shittah,
you need to drink a Meloy Lugmov. So what's the Machlekes between them? So it's a very weird Machlekes now. A weird Machlekes comes to Texas. Machlekes has to look when we say only have one cup. Do we say it means you don't have two? Or do we say it means you only have one?
Especially with
tears. Yeah. It's not as geschmack. It's going to the mosque. It's very geschmack. It's a halachic style here. We agree on the mitzvahs. We're talking about a cup plus masu. And a halachic style, how much you have to drink. Do you have to drink a masu or do you have to drink a lot? And according to Tzitzis, everyone agrees how much you have to drink. So what's the machlokes is between them?
So the first one says it's a cup and a half, and the rabbi says it's a cup and a half.
Right. But you say, I've got a riot for this? Shema mi no, tell me, fog me. I've got a riot for it. Shvach, no?
And then according to how does Mordecai explain when you mention how much I
can use for all the I'm not going to do this. And then Rashi came along and we thought, hey, Rashi. Right? Oh, we're going back at that point. Yeah? So the matzah is very good. The matzah is written beautifully in the Osuga. I like it. Not that you need my skama. Then Tzitzis has this little drawback in it. What's the mail in Tzitzis? We don't want to make a machlekes about what the Gemara says later on. The Gemara is on Tzitzis of Apostle Bishim. We have to think about sorry, I've given them the Minmaras. And if it's Yehuda, the Gemara takes on like that. So we don't want to make a machlekes about it. But on the other hand, to say I've got a shmami knob, because I'm telling you an assumption that the cup is more than a revius, is a little hard to understand. Okay, back to the Gemara. So back to the Tzitzis. Rashi dochi the maid elekeshetim yitzim revius. Mameda din tome chosheshur. Omiyu kosher. Here the fun and game starts. Omiyu kosher. Bring teta kasha. Heichi muchach. Tome pogmoi. How can we infer from here that Ta'amoi Pogmoi Midloi Ta'amoi, since he didn't drink the extra Akati Tishile, why don't we ask Amai Loi Ta'am Le Biyode Oibikri Ache, pour a bit off into your hand. A bit means Imloi Lugmov into your hand or into a different cup. Kedama Ve'eludvarim, like he says regarding to Bifzamotan in Perik Eludvarim in Brokers. So why don't we say that you should make Abdallah and don't drink from the cup, pour it into another container, drink the Meloy Lugmov from another container, and then you'll have a revere statue if it's some of them.
It's talking about your hand.
Pour into your hands or pour into another hand.
A little. A cheek full in your hand?
Yeah.
You could use your hand as a. Versus a couple drips these on the taste.
Yeah, it's 40 cc or something. Right, so maybe pour into another green. So we have a question. Now we still have a question. We don't understand what's going on. You're telling me he couldn't do Abdallah early because of the Talmud Pogmoy. That's the reason? Can't be that's the reason, because if that would be the reason, then a very practical solution. Pour into another cup. Drink from the other cup and you'll have to leave it. And then it's going to be fun and finding that. Right. That says this cash. A copy ticket. How can you infer from here that Tamei Pogmoi? He's telling me the reason why you don't do Kiddush is because of Tamei Pogmoi. That can hardly be the reason. Because if that would be the reason, God would have the answer. Since he didn't eat, drink the extra, I still have the question. Maybe all day. Why didn't he drink it? By pouring it into his hand. About what?
Kunzer Rabashi,
if you drink from it, you won't have a shit. So you're stuck. It's only a cash for Kunzer, the first one. A cup that you have to, you had a chiv to make this bracha, whether it's a chiv of kiddush, a chiv of mechazamovin, a chiv of avdala, in any of those things, there's a chiv to drink from a cup of wine that contains rivius. Right. You need to drink from a cup of wine that contains rivius. Hilkoch loy eshelamitim biyotei abikliyachem. Therefore we're stuck. Because I now can't pour off. Because if I pour off and I drink from that cup that I poured off, then I won't be having a reverse in that cup. Right? And if I pour off a reverse into that cup and I drink from that, then I would have made a problem. And I wouldn't be having a reverse anymore for the next cup, the next verse of the modern. So Mela says, there is no eight. So the reason why I can't make, the reason why I have to make a dollar first, I can't make a dollar first, sorry. The reason why I can't make a dollar first is for a very simple reason. Because if I make a dollar first, I'll be pagan the cup. I won't be pagan. I pour off. If I don't pour off enough, then I won't be mechanic of drinking from the cup. And if I pour off too much, then I'll be pagan and I won't have enough for the next person I'm offering. So Mela, you've got no answer. If you pour off a revere and drink from there, if you pour off from there, then I'm not drinking from a revere. I'm not allowed to water, you have to drink from a reverse.
The blue lugma that I drink is not from a reverse.
Right. You've already got my lugma. The cup that you drink from has to contain a reverse. Right?
This is a Gvaldi
Kiddush. Is that
or did you pull it from a halacha somewhere in Shas?
It's his Kiddush because of this sugya. Because of this sugya, it's his Kiddush. But this sugya that told me that you need to, that you've got a problem of Talmud Pogre, must be that he holds you need to drink from a Kiddush of Rokhna's Rebish. Which this has a great halacha, the Gabi, our Friday night meals. Often you have guests. And this is why I measured my cup on Friday night on Mata Shabbos. Because if you often have guests, then it's not nice to give to the guests to drink from the cup that you drank from.
Mm-hmm.
So what do? So you pour off from your cup a little bit. Mm-hmm. And then you drink from your cup. How much is left in your cup? How much is cup? If your cup contains 160 milliliters, like my Friday night cup, then you're not left with the reverse. If you're not left with the reverse, then you're not the kind of Indian of drinking from Kesha Bracha, according to Tasis. You're not the kind of Indian of drinking from Kesha Bracha that contains the reverse.
It has.
But Tasis says, I can't have it if you pour off into another cup. And you drink from it, well, it doesn't have any more. You're not the kind of Indian of drinking from a Kesha Bracha that has a reverse.
Originally it had, maybe that's what.
But then what's the right? If you're right, we go with originally, right. Then why did Tommy Bog my pour off? And then I look, it's originally had already. And drink from it.
So, are you going to change? We can put these in.
So that's the beginning of our discussion. So it says hold the chips. I lock it. So it says the chips. I lock it. That if you have a cup that was that has the revis, and pour off some of it in order to be able to mekan the inyan of Kaddish, you need to only able to mekan the inyan of Kaddish because shiitim mekayt shabracha if that it has a revis inside. And since al kochach in our story it doesn't, because in our story we only have 1.6, and if you drink a reverse, you'll be poking the rest. If you drink 0.6, you aren't Mekayem Inyan. So the Mele, we can't allow you to drink, to make Abdallah before Beis Lamazon. You have to first eat, make Beis Lamazon, then Abdallah after that, and then you get all the whole thing in one time. That's Givaldic. That is that. Right, let's finish off Tayser. Hilkah v'yashan emit and biyodi. You're then unable to drink by pouring a little bit in your hand, or by pouring it into another kli of the brachas. Of the brachas, the loymai mekayis chayva. Rabbi Brachis, the Gemara in Brachis, where he said you could pour into another cup, that wasn't talking about Kris Cheva, and there, Esher is sacking a data to him, Levi Yodin, there, there's those in to drink Dafka from a Reviz, there's only a din of Krisel Bracha of a Cheva, the Mosul, there's the Mosul and Abdallah and Kiddush, there's a Shal Cheva, in that case, you're Mechayev to pour it, to drink from a cup as a Reviz. But if it's not Shal Cheva, then you could pour off into another cup and just sip from that. We're so well advanced that we know these things. But you're right, that this is, I'm sure this question is the big cash on this. The big cash on this. The grant is you need to drink for refuse. And you can't pour off a Malay Lugma of a drink from that because you don't need to drink of it. You need to drink from a cup that has Rivis. And you can't pour off a Malay Lugma because then you won't be having a cup that has Rivis. So there's a halach which the Rosh brings down. The Rosh brings down from Yerushalmi. And it's brought down in halach as well. So if somebody drank from a cup, you can be mitzak in the cup. How can you be mitzak in the cup? By adding new wine to the cup, and that way you will be having be mistaken the cup that you had, and the cups now are not problem. So the Rosh asked this kasha by water, because the water, Yerushalmi says you can add water to be mistaken the cup. So Rosh asked the kasha, so what's the problem here? Add water, and then you won't be faking it. You'll be mistaken the cup. Drink from the cup of wine that you have, make up Abdullah, drink from it, and add water to be mistaken it. So which the Rosh answers, you can't. Why not? Because it's diluted too much. You can't, it's diluted too much. It's already diluted the maximum. You can't dilute it too much. It's already diluted the maximum, adding a drop more would ruin it. Say that. That's all very good answer in a cash about water. But it says, if sure I've got a cash about wine, add wine to it. So if I make some answers, he doesn't have any other wine. His cup is full, yeah, okay, so what do you want him to do? If you drank, you've been poking the whole cup. After you've drank?
Before you drink, leave it in the bottle, leave a drop in the bottle.
This one he's got, he's got one cup. That's what he's got, one cup, nothing in the bottle anymore. Now what do you want him to do? No, it's 1.7.
Okay, so take it before you pour that 0.7, before you drink that.
He's already poured it in the cup.
Put it back. Start over. Put before exactly a reveal in there.
He's already made chitter, sir. He's already made that dog. Now what do you want him to do?
A little more
reveal. I'm sure thing is, you're right as well, but I'm sure thing. Before you drink from it, pour it into another cup a little bit extra. Then drink from your cup. And then take that into the extra and pour it back into the cup. You've been mistaken the whole thing.
Right?
So
we have a shmami now.
Right, it's a big kasha.
Right.
According to Tosfos Hodos, he says they have a kasha. What's the shmami not tamei pogmai? You can pour off, and then you'll be able to drink from what you poured off. So says you can't pour off from what you can't.
Cool.
You can't pour off and drink from that, because that doesn't have a revit. So thank everyone. So what, pour off and drink from the original cup, and then be misakin with the stuff that you poured off, and be misakin the curse. Right?
Blemish the cup.
But it doesn't matter, because I can misakin in the cup. Misakin the cup by pouring in wine that hasn't been drunk from. Yes?
Yeah.
Yes?
Okay.
Magen Avraham told us this halacha is brought down in halacha, and this kasha is asked by the son and by Rav Kiv Eiger, by the son-in-law, by the nephew of Rav Kiv Eiger. He's in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says that there's no thing you have to drink from a kriyat hazeris. There's no thing you have to have a drink from a cup of hazeris. Then you take a cup, you pour off a little bit, you drink from that cup. No such thing you have to have from a cup of hazeris. Make sure you're reading Mishnah Berurah Chelek Gimel. You know what that is? It's on the blues. Exactly where my finger is. You want that? The Chelek Gimel. The shelves are broken in half. So there, Shulchan Aruch paskens to be selfless. Shulchan Aruch paskens not atheist. Not atheist.
He didn't introduce this for some reason.
And I'll take it. Let's try and work it out, and then we'll know how atheist is new. So Shulchan Aruch paskens not like this place. You don't need to have atheist. And the nephew of Rav Kiv Eiger told his uncle that the reason why he doesn't pass him like this place, the reason why the nephew didn't pass him like this place, but rather pass him like Shulchan Aruch, was because of this big question. There's this big question. If you're right that the Esther I could have poured off into another cup, I can't because of a din of revis, then you haven't sold anything, because you could still be mistaken in the cup afterwards by pouring back. Right? Oh, I'm wasting this visual thing a little bit. Oh, square.
What is your shoe or the other one?
Let's start with the other one. Square, give out. Shame, he's not in Amish. He may not have a kaitech hobs, he only has one cup. And what's the shayla? The shayla is, he needs also for the morning kiddush. So what should he do? He only has one cup for kiddush for Friday night or the morning. So what should he do? He comes to me by Laila. They ain't a tiny man. Don't drink from it. So now you give him. If you drink from it, you're going to be pregnant. Hello. Shefech mimenu lekris acher. You pour into a different cup. Returning the yain shal kiddush. And you drink the yain from kiddush. Ma'akrita sheini. From the other cup.
Well, most of it, I guess, in this.
When I look into the other cup. But okay. The next day, you're Makadish from that, what you originally made the Kiddush on. So you have everything in the second cup. So on which cup?
The second cup?
Yeah, only Malay Lumov. Only Malay Lumov.
He
doesn't know that. So tell the Machaber is Chelek and Tesis. He argues with Tesis. Mishrobing down, the Magen Avraham says, that no, Magen Avraham agrees to Tesis. The Kosha Chayva Tzach Lios Hatiima Davka Mikosha is Revis. You need to have Revis inside it. Malkein, what should you do? Says the Magen Avraham. Hanochin, Sheyasa Kach. Yishboich Mitzchila Ma'akoyis Harishan Atoyik Koyis Acher. Drink before you drink from your cup, drink it, pour it into a separate cup. Make sure you've got a revis in your first cup. And drink from your first cup, kishem eloi lugmov. Va'achakach, yishpech hayayin, pour the wine, mishabekoiz acher, letoichkoiz zeh. To be there, niskim pekimosot. If you did that by doing that, you have been misakin in the pekimot. Like we know in Simon, kuf pei beis. So it says, Magen Avraham, a very simple eitzah. You have had the need to drink from a cup as a riz. But your cup as a riz lasts. So pour into another cup first. That lasts. drink from your original cup that has over here, drink him like Luma, and then replace with the other wine you poured off into this cup. And that way, there's no problem of grace problem.
The cask or the wine that becomes a problem?
So the wine in the cup became, the wine he drank from became a problem.
Yeah.
And I'm now, by pouring in new wine that I haven't drank from, will be rectified or repair the original wine, and that will be the base eater. So the question, the problem we have is, very nice, so we now have Achlamayt, that's what he's telling us. The problem is, what do we do with our sugya? Our sugya told us, Shema minot tamay pogmoy. Where's the Shema minot tamay pogmoy? There's no Shema minot tamay pogmoy. Because when you make, we've got eight of doing Abdallah and Bechaz and Ozen, do Abdallah straight away. Make sure you pour off first a little bit. Drink from the original cup. Like Tosha says, you need to have a remiz. Drink from the original cup. And then you can rectify it by taking from the extra wine and pouring it back into the original cup. And you'll have enough. You'll have a remiz left.
Apparently you didn't have enough.
Why didn't you have enough?
To do this maneuver.
Why not?
Yeah, exactly.
How much did he have?
1.1
of the remiz. No, Tosha said, we're talking about cake. We had one Erevius and the Meloy Lugmov. Because if he didn't have a Meloy Lugmov, you wouldn't have a Raya that Tomei Pogmoy. Because maybe he's done because he didn't have a shit. So we're talking about a case where you did have enough wine. And you can't drink from the wine because it'd be Tomei Pogmoy. So why can't I be mistaken afterwards?
That's a good question.
A very, very strong question. A very strong question. That's from Kivega's question on the sugya.
The brisa is Beis Shammai.
Right.
Okay. So we can't have the Shema Minah, but we don't go by Beis Shammai, so let's move on.
Says of Kivega, Rav Ashi from this Gemara over here disagreed with this whole Shema Minah, right? Rav Ashi didn't agree with the whole Shema Minah. Rav Ashi said it was talking about exactly there was a revered Kamasa Mashra, not very much. So according to Rav Ashi, there's no Raya anymore about Shema Minah Tomei Pogmoy. But there's an Indian, the Chatchil about Pogam, but no Raya that Tomei Pogmoy. Says of Kivega, this Brisa holds extreme opinion of Tomei Pogmoy, so you can't even be mistaken. There's nothing you can do. This Brisa holds Tomei Pogmoy, you drank from it, you're finished. We hold that you can be mistaken it, is because we all bear it Ashi. So there's no Brisa, Mufareshes, that Tomei Pogmoy. This Brisa holds there's nothing you can do about it. If you drank from it, you're finished. There's nothing you can do about it. There's nothing you can do about it. I've got a Gevaldig Araya, Tomei Pogmoy. Because if you drank from it, it's finished. You can't be mistaken it. You finished it. Must be Tomei Pogmoy. But Kunti Rav Ashi, that we're talking about when you just got back the right amount of shear, we have no right to tell me Tomei Pogmoy. If there's no right to tell me Tomei Pogmoy, it could very well be that, and we do falcon, that it's not so extreme to create Pogmoy. It's not so extreme to create Pogmoy, and you can be mistaken. That's why the Alakla might, you should have drink from a cup that has your beers, and be mistaken afterwards by adding a little bit afterwards.
So pour in for your guests and then refill your cup.
Right. Right.
So how does the Mechaber then give an answer that would go out the window? You have a little bit more, make your bracha, pour a little bit off, and drink from that. That's what he says. He says you don't need to cuss
with me. The Mechaber's going.
He's helpless with that. He goes against everybody and says, no, I got a method. You can do Abdallah and then you can eat afterwards. You don't have to do this.
And the Mechaber's your point.
He said, what did he say? He said, first,
the Mechaber himself is chiddush complete. The Mechaber you have to have, the Mechaber answers Tosfos Kash. The Mechaber himself is chiddush complete and says, you don't need to drink from the cup as you're here.
Right, so when you pour that little bit off, drink from that, you didn't fuck him anything, and then you've got to pick up
right,
later.
Right, so says Rafi, according to the Mechaber, we still have to face this question.
Yeah.
Right, that's a very good point. According to the Mechaber himself, he'll have to face this question. So he's another question, why don't we pour off and drink from the other cup? Just you won't drink revered Teres of Nebuchadnezzar, they won't be revered then, right? But says the Mechaber, that's not a problem. The Mechaber said, you don't need to drink from a cup from revered. If you don't need to drink from a cup from revered, then Teres' question is still shvet, right?
So
you're asking this question.
You have to make a
brach on revi'ez. You have to drink him alay lugma. So we have the machlekes Shulchan Aruch and Tosfos. Whether you need to have a cup that, whether you need to drink from a cup that contains revi'ez. Shulchan Aruch says you don't. They say he's going to have to answer this question. Well, I don't know. You have to know how the Mechaber will answer Tosfos' question. You say it's a Gemara. You have to know how he answers it. But Tosfos disagrees. Tosfos, you do need to drink revi'ez. And we have the question, even according to Tosfos, why can't you be stuck in it? So it is, this opinion holds, you can't fix it. Now we, out of the mind, thought you can fix it. And that would be that.
And that's based on some of the rights of someone else?
It's based on Ravashi. Ravashi held that not shine the brightest. This brightest says, Shvamin Atome Pogmoi, held that Mamish Pogum! Nothing to that. Ravashi says, no Makoi for me about Atome Pogmoi. It might be a Lachaskira, a nice thing to do. There's no Makoi that's as Chomo as this price is presenting it. Because this price is talking about whether there's only exact amount of shit. And if you drink it, you wouldn't have a shit. And that's why you can't make up dollar first. So Mela, there's no McCoy about Karma Tommy Pogway. But this price is held that way. This price held Tommy Pogway, nothing to do.
So the last is just saying, Tom is sheer enough
problem. Right.
And because there's no problem, there's
no problem. So, right. And then tomorrow we'll finish off this point because we have to see Ravashi properly inside and we'll clarify. We'll go over places and clarify it. And maybe even tomorrow we'll try and say Pshat and Bishat, so we'll see if we have a chance. But that's for today.
Is there something you have to drink from the cup that you made the bracha on? You're holding it, you're making the bracha.
If you drink the wine,
another cup, and you drink from another cup.
It's also good, because as long as you drink from the wine that you made the bracha on, it's also good.
So it's a myth that this man with his wife, because he drank a full for us, he said, of course, it's better the wine from the original cup as opposed to what I poured from everybody else.
Because he's got revenge, that's why.